Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, it's Tom time. Welcome in, everyone. We momentarily should speak with Albert Watkins. He's the attorney for the McCluskey family. And this guy's making a good bit of news himself after the back and forth with Chris Cuomo last night. He's apparently in a meeting, I can imagine. So hopefully we'll get to him pretty soon. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. Time Magazine has an opinion piece. I might be on board with this because I am in the camp. We have too many, quote, superhero films. You know, I know the esteemed Bill Kornfeld was on vacation this week. Dan might differ with me. Too much of that. I have Scorsese on my side. You know, too many of these. It's hard even to keep track. I mention that because they have a big editorial. Latest Time article. Elena Doctorman. Legal procedures and shoot 'em up action movies have long presented a skewed perception of the justice system in America, in which police are almost always positioned as the good guys. Yes, that's abhorrent. Police as good. She goes on to say, it's time to stop all these superhero memes and films because the superheroes are really cops with capes. Just think of the deranged minds that are out there. They are grabbing, the way to get credibility with the woke crowd is to try to top whatever lunatic 5 minutes before came up with some critique of America, pop culture, whatever. So now the latest is, let's go after these cops with capes, superheroes. And by the way, too many of them are straight white males. Most superhero stories start straight white men who either function as an extension of a broken U.S. justice system or as vigilantes. You know, if I hear that one more time, Dan, from the Philadelphia Inquirer, you are going to serve notice on them of journalistic malpractice, always with the vigilantes, the South Philly people. But the man of the hour, and this guy really was amazing on national TV last night. He is a much praised and big-time attorney in the St. Louis area. He's the attorney for the McCluskey family, who are also attorneys. Attorney Albert Watkins joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Albert, welcome to Philadelphia, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. The city of brotherly love is truly dear and dear to my heart. Great city, great folks, and some of the best food in the world.
Well, thank you very much. Well, how do you feel after being Cuomoized yesterday?
Well, you know, Mr. Cuomo had his own agenda, and interestingly, it was not one designed to truly get to the facts or get to the reality of what we are dealing with and addressing in this nation. And the reality is that while the message of Black Lives Matter is really, really important, and in many circles and quite frankly, almost universally, we're looking at the reality that all white guys like me and perhaps like others in the listening audience, you know, we have to start listening to that message. But at the same time, it's not mutually exclusive of you, me, and anyone else having and exercising their constitutional rights to protect themselves, their family, their home from interlopers, from violent people who are seeking to usurp the message of Black Lives Matter to basically serve as a license to rob, pillage, and rape.
And Albert, that's a mouthful. That's exactly right. So one of the questions, it's kind of basic, listeners wanted to know, it seems if we had to put down, not that it's important, but the family, Mr. McCluskey, seems to be a Democrat or at least someone who is not a conservative, and his practice is wide, but he's defending a lot of people, one of whom claims to be a victim of the police. And the media wants to characterize this as if these guys, as if he's from the Old West or something, because he's defending his house.
Yeah, I mean, the fact of the matter is, what they're trying to do is characterize him as the guy in the parka lounger on his front porch with his 12-gauge over under his side and the Confederate flag behind him. He's waiting for the Old South to rise again.
I love that line. I have a Barco lounger in my home studio here, so I like the Barco lounger.
We all know they are great, but let's talk turkey. My clients ended up on social media. They looked like Mr. and Mrs. Thurston Howell III on crack.
Did. We got in trouble for saying that. I'm glad you said it. Some listeners went after us because we are completely supportive of this because we realize what happened here. But the pink polo and the Dockers, the wife with the gun. Yeah,
Dom, you couldn't have gone to Central Casting and found better couple. Now, all of that being said, we all know that social media, while it has its attributes, it's fast, it gets out there quick, and it's kind of entertaining, perhaps. At the end of the day, it's not accurate.
Now, Albert, we share something in common. You may not know Philadelphia politics. I only know about this because I really have a hobby of all that George Soros does. But Kim Gardner is kind of the DA, the circuit attorney there. In Philadelphia, we have a guy named Larry Krasner. What they share is Soros poured a lot of money into both campaigns to get him elected, and Kim Gardner is threatening your clients, and I would see no shot that she has here. But still, you're an attorney, they're attorneys. When you get threatened with this and have to go through the process, it's not something you enjoy.
Well, no, I will tell you, it's not something that's enjoyable. It's not enjoyable when you have a circuit attorney who decides that longstanding established Missouri law, giving the right to a property owner, an unmitigated right to a property owner to utilize, flourish, engage, discharge a weapon to protect their home, their family, and themselves, when you disregard that, and for political purposes, scream and yell and assert that we're going to press charges. Well, you know what? It indicates to me, and I've worked with her, I've met with her, I've dealt with her in the case involving the former governor of the state of Missouri. I know that there is an agenda. We all have one. But this one is a wholesale departure from the agenda of a circuit attorney who's a public official who has a duty to make sure that our rights, our constitutional rights, are upheld.
What I resented somewhat most from Cuomo last night, other than it's hard to believe this guy has a law degree, and I once did something with him on 2020, so I've seen him up close, Albert, is this idea that this is so out of kilter to be standing in front of your home under Missouri law after a mob has broken down the gate in a gated community with people who were pioneers restoring that area, which is in St. Louis, that somehow or another, this is so completely out of bounds that these must be racist, Trump people, God knows what. And just the malpractice of not talking about the gate being broken down, not talking about that this is a public street. Do we have video, I wanted to ask you, and I don't know if that's part of your case or not, or defense, that someone was carrying a weapon and they loaded it there in the proximity of your clients?
You know, it's really interesting. You've covered a lot of ground. Let me be really clear. The police in the city of St. Louis, unbeknownst to my clients, actually there was a presence in the protest. In other words, they infused themselves in casual attire into the protest. A police report was prepared. by the very police department that answers to Kimberly Gardner. And that police report makes it really clear that these people were interlopers. They had trespassed. They had destroyed private property. They had displayed weapons and displayed means of intimidation. And, you know, this is what's really interesting. Both of these people who are my clients are attorneys, each over 30 years. They have throughout their careers, right now to this date, are handling and have handled federal civil rights cases for people of color. They are people who moved into the city of St. Louis from the Tony suburbs of Tony white suburban suburbs of St. Louis at a time of white flight in the city of St. Louis. They bought a home for a couple hundred grand, that, you know, a 14,000 square foot mansion built to the World's Fair in 1904. And they spent 32 years and millions of dollars restoring that home to its original grandeur. They did not say, oh, we're going to buy it, fix it up, and sell it. They made it their home. They raised their family there. They paid their taxes. They were part of that which has assisted in regentrifying the city of St. Louis. And the city of Philadelphia has demonstrated this unique capacity to be a leader in regentrification of the city as well. You understand and appreciate the importance of having those types of pioneers. And now all of a sudden, my clients are bigoted, racist folks. I mean, go look at that social media post, all of them. You'll see ridiculous displays and images, but look at their faces. These are not faces of people who are anything but filled with abject fear for their lives.
Well, let me ask you, too. You've broken news here to me, so I thank you for it, Albert, that there was somebody from the police infused with this because they knew they were going to the mayor or trying to get
Correct.
To the mayor. That is, Chris Cuomo and all of his 100 producers had drilled down and actually done his job and allowed you on national TV to say that. I think that would have moved the story forward in a good way to understand this. So there
well,
apparently...
Chris Cuomo's producers knew. I know that Chris knew. I like Chris. I think he's a great guy to have a beer with. Here's the problem. Chris has Chris's agenda. It does not matter what everything else has to do with it. Doesn't matter the facts. He just wanted to make sure he got in about the president tweeting. Why did the president tweet? Well, you know what, Chris? What's your story?
Yeah, but having that cop in there, the cop witnessing all this, that to me is incredible. And the fact that this couple has to go through any of this. Well, look, I commend McCluskey, too, for going on both shows and you going with him, because I know you're a guy that's been involved in a lot of publicized cases. But you realize now with social media, they can cancel you, too. They come after you in the same manner they're coming after the McCluskeys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, never mind that I am the one that unearthed the hiding of DNA evidence in the federal civil rights case for the young man who was shot by an officer, Stockley, in the city of St. Louis. You know, never mind that years and years of decades of a career spent that way. I am now branded, but I don't care. This happens when you're, you know, a big boy and girl and out there and being an advocate. My duties to my client and nobody else.
Absolutely.
And if you're gonna piss on me because of it, more power to you.
Well, I say my highest honor is when I get somebody, thanks to Dan, that's out there in another city, and I say, I wish Albert Watkins were here in Philadelphia. Wow. It would be a lot more exciting. It would be a lot better place.
Well, that's a real honor, and I will tell you, honest to goodness, I think the city of Philadelphia is nothing short of the greatest city in the world outside of St. Louis.
Nicely played. Hey, Albert, anytime you're in town, we'd like to host you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.